The dog. The six of us look as usual, but we are all dogs around that Christmas table of 99. My sister carves with the concentration of a sculptor trying to free the angel from stone. This is usual. My brother carries the turkey to table, losing a wing. This is usual. My daughters discuss whether Handel or Christmas music from around the world should be played. This is usual. I pour the water, spilling water. My husband pours the wine with expertise. What is not usual? A year ago, Christmas 98, we were 15. Today, we are 6. Experiencing the long table as more than half empty. We look as usual. Shell shock does not show on the face. We strip flesh from bone. We pass the dressing. We eat. We drink. The modern part of us understands that the rest of the family will not arrive. It understands that the house is silent because no children play downstairs. That Santa will not come. That baby Jesus has grown up fast, that since last Christmas he's been crucified, has become God, who has reverted to Yahweh, who is out to teach us a hard lesson. Death, divorce, estrangement. But the dog part of us has its ears up. It listens for a familiar motor, listens for the back door to open, listens for the familiar footsteps, listens for the voices downstairs. All through dinner, the dog is ready to run and jump and lick. The dog is about to go crazy with joy.